That is a mould-ridden leather jacket that has come out of my daughter's bedroom. We have two girls moved out of their bedroom about 7 or 8 months ago, and we put them down into the playroom, cleaned out the playroom, put it down because the room was so bad. We have a defective concrete home. The room has probably been closed up for the last 6-7 months. That is a jacket that was lying, given it was probably near the outside wall, but a material that was still in the room. But we discovered it about 4 or 5 weeks ago. I opened the door and I just couldn't believe it. That was where I was down to meet Simon Harris. I took the coat with me down to show him, because sometimes a picture, or if you see something like that in front of your face, it can say 1,000 words. And also, I had 2 inhalers with me. My little 10-year-old now is on 2 inhalers, and I'm absolutely fuming about it. She has a brown one and a blue one. She's been told to take the blue one every time she goes to sport, and if she starts getting short of breath or starts this uncontrollable coughing, she's to take a squirt of that. So I was going to show them the effect that this is having on our health, living, and show them proof of the conditions that we are living. Every single person with a defective concrete home is living in and breathing that on a daily basis, nightly basis. Now, our house every morning, the windows are thrown open, not thrown fully open. The windows are all open to get fresh air into the house. We come back, the house is freezing. You start to try to heat the damn thing again. But you're breathing that on a daily basis. Now, my son, he's nearly 17. He's just after finishing a course of antibiotics for uncontrollable coughing, and I have proof of this now. Thankfully, he's not too bad at the moment. But this is, do you know this, Greg? It's criminal. It's absolutely criminal what's happening. Now, I only took that down to show Simon Harris the proof of the condition of inside a house, and the inhalers were taken down to show the effects that it is having on our health and our children's health and everybody that is unfortunate enough to be living in a defective concrete home. But he didn't even turn up. Not only for us, for the 100 redress party. There was other people there. There was people there in wheelchairs. There was people there from a creche in Raphoe. He could have given us 5 minutes, because that's all I wanted to do, is just to show him that. I mean, I'm living in that condition for the last 13, 14 years, knowing that we have it, and I think I have earned my right to spend 30 seconds in his company, and I thought the least he could have done was to turn up when he was due to turn up, instead of tucktailing and running again from Donegal and the powers that be.
Why did you try and meet him? Was this part of the Letterkenny scheduled stop?
Correct.
That ended up with being scrapped?
Correct.
So you didn't get to see him at all. You had this with him, you had the inhalers with you, but you didn't get to see him.
Correct.
Do you know
correct.
What,
he never turned up. But apparently he was in Letterkenny.
Yeah. Go ahead, yep.
No, apparently he was in Letterkenny, and listen, it wouldn't have put him too far back to come down and spend 10 minutes with people that have queued there and people that sat in wheelchairs for up to 3 hours that waited for him to come down. It wouldn't have, 10 minutes would have been neither here nor there. It was a very peaceful, it was probably about 40 of us there. Listen, nobody's here to fall out with anybody. We're just there to point out and to ask for help and listen, to show them the stark reality of what we're living with.
I when I saw these pictures, the first thing, and I didn't know the situation with your children's health, but the first thing I thought of is, if that's what it's doing, you know, visibly, what you can see to a jacket, which is skin, let's face it, that's what a leather jacket is. But anyway, I don't know the mechanics of the lungs, right? But it did make me wonder, if that's what it's doing to a jacket, what's it doing to someone's respiratory system? But you're saying your kids are sick over the head of living in a defective concrete block home.
I've got a 10-year-old now that is on 2 inhalers, and my son is just after coming off a course of antibiotics for an unstoppable cough. Now, he has stopped cough, I'll grant that now. But my little daughter, she's still on 2 inhalers, and it has to be that. We knew that the room was bad before we moved her out, but now the inhalers are definitely helping. But this is unbelievable. Now, hey, listen, I'm listening to you this morning about John McInulty, hoping to review this in 6 months' time if they get in. I say to John McInulty this morning, 6 months' time from now, I'll be out of my house, John McInulty. What good was that to me? What? I'll be out of my home. Come and visit my home. Come and have a look at it. We are fed up with these empty promises here in Donegal. It's an absolute disgrace, and it's criminal what's happening. I mean, there's been the associated suicides with us. There's been marriage breakups. The mental health and torture that people are going through is, Greg, it's right up there. It's just a loving nightmare that you just can't seem to wake up from.
Mm.
I don't know where we're going. The powers that be are just, I'm fed up with these empty promises, and we're sifting through the scraps from the table constantly. They're giving us drips and drabs. Even in the face of scientific proof, they still seem to manage to drag their heels. We are dragging them, kicking and screaming over every hurdle just to get something. I just don't get it. But now that it's taken effect on people's health and my children's health, I can assure you, Greg, I'm not one but happy this morning. This is, it's not right. It's not right. I'm at a loss as to know what to say to you.
No, that's right. You're speaking from the heart. You're saying exactly as things are. In terms of rebuilding your house, I mean, are you on the scheme? Is there any hope for you on the scheme, Martin?
There's talk of them demolishing us the end of spring or the start of summer 2025. So our weekends for the past 7 or 8 weeks consists of wrapping, boxing and labelling. You have your week's work done, you go home, you think you're sitting down to relax. That's what our weekends now consist of. And it's not just me, it's everybody that has it. So that's what we're doing. Wrapping, boxing and labelling and shipping. Everything's coming out.
Do you know
this, if you didn't have it, you wouldn't wash it in. Sorry.
No, I know exactly what you're saying. Do you know how far the grant will go to rebuilding your house, Martin, at this stage?
Greg, as you well know as well as I do, it keeps revolving. The goalposts are forever changing. I couldn't give you a definitive answer today because that would be a completely different answer in a month's time. Mm-hmm. I haven't got a clue, but I do know that it's going to cost thousands, and I just... I don't know. I really don't know what to say there. I wasn't expecting to be on speaking to you. I just sent you in the picture to show that, listen, this is all I was going to do. Show them the coat.
Sometimes it's good just to speak off the top of your head and from the heart. It's difficult. I know I can hear it in your voice. I think as a parent, I also understand too that, you know, when things impact us, we can sort of grin and bear it, but it's difficult. It's extraly difficult when it's starting impacting on children, especially on their health, because we're responsible for them, Martin, you know, and it feels like it's our fault, yet we're hopeless or helpless. Right.
You're
okay.
So powerless. Listen. There's just nothing you can do. And I realize the importance of having a TD at the table. That is hugely important for the county. I know that. Greg, where is he? Why won't he come on one of the local radio stations, one of the most listened local radio stations in the country? And he refuses to come on and talk to the people of Donegal, the good people of Donegal.
Yeah, well, his issues with me, not the people of Donegal, in fairness.
That doesn't matter.
To
that
him,
he
but,
should, that
yeah.
should be put aside. It's a slap in the face to everybody in Donegal, and it's a slap in the face to his own party members.
Right, Martin, listen, we'll leave it there. Best wishes to the family. I hope whatever process you have to go through from now on is as smooth as possible. I understand the frustration that you didn't get to present this evidence to Simon Harris. The government have stated the reasons why. You've questioned those reasons why, and we'll leave it at that. Thank you very much indeed, Martin.
Please explain how-